AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. A week after an apparently suicidal co-pilot flew a plane load of passengers into a mountain in France, Lufthansa's chief executive has visited the site.
We're just very, very sorry that such a terrible accident could have happened.
Lufthansa CEO Carsten Spohr refused to say what the airline knew about the mental health of a co-pilot suspected of deliberately destroying the airplane. Our Lori Hinnant is at the crash site in the French Alps.
French investigators say that the co-pilot, Andreas Lubitz, deliberately flew into the mountain, and Lufthansa apparently knew that he had some mental health problems as early as 2009. It's not clear what kind of follow-up was made since then.
The principals in the Iran nuclear talks can't seem to decide whether they've resolved important issues. Iran is saying yes, but others are questioning that. This morning, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is warning that the U.S. and other nations are caving in to Tehran at the talks in Switzerland.
The concessions offered to Iran in Lausanne would ensure a bad deal that would endanger Israel, the Middle East, and the peace of the world. Now is the time for the international community to insist on a better deal.
Federal marshals are reviewing their security procedures after a suspected bank robber being treated at a Virginia hospital overpowered a private guard, took her gun, and set off a frenzied 9-hour manhunt yesterday. Wosen Asai is back behind bars this morning. Folk singer Joni Mitchell's been hospitalized in Los Angeles, but we don't know why at the moment. A statement on her website says she was found unconscious at her home, but is awake and in good spirits now. This is AP Radio News. Lawyers for Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev rested their case yesterday after testimony designed to show his dead older brother was the mastermind of the attack. Our Denise Lavoie is covering the trial.
The defense in this case tried to humanize Johar Tsarnaev by portraying him as this troubled 19-year-old college student whose parents had moved back to Russia, and he was very influenced by his older brother. The defense also sought to demonize Tamerlan Tsarnaev. Tsarnaev's lawyers even said during opening that but for Tamerlan, this attack wouldn't have taken place.
Johar Tsarnaev's lawyers have made it clear they're trying to save him from the death penalty. Closing arguments are on Monday. Oil fortune heir Andrew Getty has been found dead in his home in Hollywood Hills, California. He was 47 years old, and the coroner's office is saying it appears to have been a death from natural causes. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Upgrade your kitchen today with Clearview Cabinetry. We offer a great selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft closed doors and drawers and with cabinet accessories to match your unique style. View our selection of Clearview Cabinetry on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening this week.
Save big.